Giger. Kibbies.
Hello, welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name's Big Timmy, and I'm doing my spooky voice. Ooh! Joining me this week is Lady Giggles.
Hello!
She's my lovely wife. You know who's not my lovely wife? Jazz Chicken.
Oh, baby.
Well, you've ruined it all. How dare you?
I was being the sexy one.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes more sense. I thought you were trying to, like, horn in on me.
I mean, I was horning in.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes even more sense. So, this is the penultimate Big Timmy's House of the year. Well, the final one of the year, I guess. Is that what penultimate means?
The penultimate, I guess so, yeah.
I'll just make sure, because I don't want to look like
a complete dick. There's no pens
involved, though. That's a shame, isn't it? Because I like pens. I've actually got a couple of good pens this year.
There's no ultimate pens.
Penultimate. Yeah, last one in a series of things. Second last. Oh, last but one. No, this is the last one, so I was wrong.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, I look like a dick now, don't I?
Let's restart it.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. No. So, this year has been filled with a lot of highs and lows and mediums. All sorts of places have been reached this year. So I thought we could recap on some of our favourites, maybe. Mm-hmm. And say, oh, like, this was good. Isn't it good that we got this, or we did this, or this happened. So let's talk movies. For me, one of the biggest ones was, of course, Avengers Endgame.
Alright.
That was fantastical. It was a great way to finish off the sort of MCU. I know they were finishing off a load of chapters for, like, characters and
even the actors sign off in the credits and stuff.
Yeah, that was nice. And yeah, I've got to say, it was, I don't really want to talk too much about what happened in the film because there's still people going, yeah, spoilers. But one of the biggest spoilers is that you sort of later find out in one of my other favourite films of the year, which is Spider-Man Far From Home. So that was a great film as well. I really enjoyed Far From Home. I don't know about you. How did you feel?
I'm trying to remember it. What?
It's Spider-Man, and he went on holiday. He's like, I'm going on holiday. And they went to Italy, I think. Was it? Well, they went to Europe, basically. They went to all these European places, and they were like, look, there's European people here, and the Europeans were like, hello, we are Europeans. Hello, we are European. And they're like, oh, wow, they are. And then Spider-Man came in and was like, I'm going to shoot web all over you. Thwip, thwip.
Wasn't that like a school trip or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was doing a school trip and he was going to ask MJ out.
Yeah. I thought that was the first one. Or was that the actual first one?
No. The first one was like he was going to go to the homecoming dance with,
and then Vulture guy got involved. Yeah.
He got involved.
I only remember the school trip, and that's it.
I love the idea of the Vulture getting involved. He's just like, hang on, whoa, what's going on here?
I'm involved.
Yeah, I'm dancing with you, Spider-Man. And he's like, no, and then they sort of do a slow dance to Gold.
But a slow version of Gold.
Oh no, yeah, because it's not that one. It's the
Gold. Always believe in your soul.
You've got the powers.
It's just like the batteries are running low. Yes.
The rest of the podcast is us just trying to sing gold really slowly. I believe in your no, that's not what we're going to do. There's a couple of ones that I haven't seen that I still want to watch, like Knives Out, which is looks really good.
It's, Knives
it,
Out.
It's only recently come out, but it's like a murder mystery, and the cast is like every Hollywood actor stars in this. Oh, I forgot Captain Marvel came out as well. I liked that film.
I liked it. It was a film.
It happened.
It was all right. I wasn't that really that engaged with it though.
Yeah. Were you like, oh?
I think it's just because the character is basically Superman, which is but probably more powerful. And you're like, okay, you're completely powerful. Like
you're over, almost over. Yeah.
Like, all right.
The one I really wanted to see that I didn't get a chance was Jojo Rabbit, which is like, it's basically about a kid that's in the Hitler Youth program.
Right.
And back in like, you know, 1940s Germany. And he has an imaginary friend who is just Adolf Hitler. And they, it's about him discovering that his mum's harboring, like hiding a Jewish girl. And he sort of learns to not be a dick. And I really wanted to watch it, and I don't think it's actually officially out in the UK until next year. I think it comes out January here in the UK, but it's been released everywhere else.
All right.
And so like everyone's there going, oh, it's really good, it's really nice, and I'm like, damn, I really want to watch it.
UK is like, you can't watch it until the voting is over.
yeah we need to gauge how you are. A couple of other ones, John Wick 3.
No, yeah, they're making the third one now, aren't they?
Well, no, it's out. It's been out. It came out this year.
Oh, okay. I haven't actually seen it then.
Yeah. It'll probably be out on Blu-ray soon, so. The Lion King.
Remake. Oh, the live action one. I haven't seen that yet. I've seen it in shops.
I wouldn't mind watching it, but
I hear it's not that great. Probably yeah. Because a lot of people were expecting sing songs and dancing and whatnot.
Yeah. Rocket Man. I want to watch that.
I'm not sure if I want to.
Elton John biopic. Let's see. Toy Story 4. Still haven't seen that.
Still haven't seen the third one or the second one.
Oh, really? Wow.
I've seen bits of the second one. But
Rise of Skywalker, which at the time of recording I haven't seen, but I really want to watch that. It's the new Star Wars. The Joker. Did you see Joker?
I haven't seen it. I mean, I'm one of the people that think the Joker shouldn't have an origin story. They shouldn't. Yeah. They shouldn't explain.
I agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, he's like a big evil villain, and they get him down to a T of how messed up he is. But then to make an origin story out of it to explain it, even though the entire time he's been created, it's always a mystery, and he always keeps making up different stories of how he became who he is.
I just felt that as well, this Joker wasn't like a Joker that could go head to head with Batman. He just seemed to be like a bit of a psychotic weirdo. But then again, I mean, in all fairness,
I guess they're trying to show the slow build up to it, aren't they?
Sort of, but yeah, I mean, I think I already mentioned it before, I do have some issues with the film itself,
well, you just have issues with the character, don't you?
Yeah, I just don't like.
But that's what he's meant to do, in a way, isn't it? It's a bit weird how everyone loves him.
That's what I don't
but
get.
He's meant to, in a way, make people hate him because he is a very nasty person.
He's just a massive piece of shit. But people are like, oh, the Joker makes more sense than Batman. You're like, what? What do you mean the Joker makes more sense than Batman? That doesn't make any sense. You're an idiot. I said it before, it's like with Batman fans, I hate Batman fans because they're like, Batman would never lose. I hate Joker fans because they're like, Joker's the greatest. It's like, no, he's not. Mr. Freeze is far better. The Irishman as well.
I've always loved how they do Mr. Freeze in the Arkham games. I've loved that version of Mr. Freeze. And the person who does the voiceover for him makes him sound cold and pretty much dead inside. And I was like, oh, that actually really works, because he's Mr. Freeze and he comes across as cold. I see what they did there.
Like, well done, guys. You did something basic. Whoa. Yeah, I like that. I mean, I think when they initially did the animated series, where they first did, like, the Mr. Freeze, where he's sort of just, like, completely deadpan and sounds really cold and sort of, like, robotic. He's just
focused
almost
on one thing, which is curing his wife.
Which is... It was great, to be fair. It's my favourite.
And I always like the other stories where the wife doesn't want to be cured, and then he's no.
She's like, I want to die. Like,
just let me go. And he's like, okay. And then they walk off in the distance, and you find out later he refroze her again. You're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Just let her die.
Let it go. Let it go.
He is Elsa.
Mr. Freeze is the new Frozen.
So, games. There's been a lot of games out this year.
Yeah.
It's almost too many, I think. Because I feel sometimes that you just get...
Overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed, yeah, is the best way to put it. By just the sheer volume of games coming out. So, one of my favourites of the year, Pokemon Sword.
And Shield.
And to Shield. A lesser extent, Shield. Because I haven't... technically, I haven't played Shield, but...
No, I'm watching you and you're watching me.
In Sword, do you still have Team Yell?
Yeah.
You do, okay. Who, I don't know, everyone keeps saying this game is based on Britain, but the only bit that I can see that is British is how Team Yell talk.
Yeah.
Which is a stereotypical Londoner.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of bits I found.
And there's like a Pokemon that's a teapot.
Yeah, cute, out of an apple.
There's the sheep as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you get sheep anywhere. It's not a British thing.
We eat curry a lot. Two, I guess. No, there's a lot of stuff with the architecture and the houses and the towns and stuff. The whole thing I just love it to bits. And I've been playing I'm in the end game with it now, and I love going around and just like in the big wild area and just exploring and getting Pokemon and stuff like that. Just fucking great. I love it. I love it to bits. And I take it you guys are in somewhat agreeance, at least.
Yep, definitely.
Enjoying it more than I thought I would.
I love the battle music in the gyms.
Yeah.
And then they go, ew, ew.
I still think the first gym leader is a Ditto. Just transformed as a human.
It's not. Because
he doesn't have a nose.
It's not it's a just Ditto, it's Milo. It's
two eyes and
Milo.
A big smile.
Yeah, it's Milo in a man costume. He's like, I'm here to play. So... another one for me is Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Yeah, that was good.
I really enjoyed it. It's almost like a dating simulator for most of it, though, which was the only sort of bit where I was like, I wanted to marry the main one of the characters, so I was there just like, I have to get her romanced and all that sort of thing. So I kept taking her for tea and stuff like that. And at one point, it was like I wasn't getting any further, and I was like, what the fuck? What's going on? And then the second that I basically got into a certain part of the game, it just literally was like, Shadom, you are pretty much getting it on with her. Woo! And I was like, yay! And I married her in the end and became, the emperor sort of thing, which was quite nice. So, yes, I really enjoyed it. And there's lots of different paths to go down. I'm going to have to really replay it once I've got through some of these games.
And Dragon Ball.
Dragon Quest 11, which I guess came out last year for PlayStation.
But this year
it came on Switch, and I love it so much. I love the characters, I love the storyline, I love the presentation. It's just great. I could go for hours, so do you want to...
Well, my top game, I guess, that's been released this year is Phoenix Point. Which is basically, if you don't know it, it's a top-down tactical game where you control a squad to fight off an alien threat against the planet. It's basically the creators of XCOM, for those of you who do know. But my main reason for really being excited for it is, one, because it's made by the same creators. Two, I backed it up and been waiting like a year to do it, and I've been entering writing competitions for it as well. And my story has somewhat influenced some bits of the lore, which I'm like, eee! And I'm also in the credits of the game as well, and I'm like,
can you? Do you want to say what bit of the lore?
There's your surname.
Yep. That's basically what I was like, you sent me the thing, I was like,
your surname was used. And I based my story on an interrogation where this sole survivor of this oil rig that was attacked, and there was an interrogation with that, with like the MI5 talking to him and whatnot. They didn't use my story, it wasn't a winner, but there was a section which was based on an interrogation between two guys with a soldier and interrogating him about something that had happened.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. And then I streamed it yesterday, and there was also a bit in the opening sequence where someone was screaming out, going, "They're just walking out to the sea! What's going on?" And in my story with the oil rig, there was a bit where it's like, I had the person explain that all the people, this mist came over the oil rig, and everyone started walking out into the sea.
Oh,
I was
wow.
like, oh!
So you're there, just like, yep. I'm involved. wow. I mean,
so that was fun.
I wasn't
trying to think of other games that were released this year as well.
Untitled Goose Game.
Ah, that was brilliant.
I haven't played that one yet.
I think it's great. It's a beautiful game, and if you guys can just play it.
Plants vs Zombies, the Neighborhood Watch or something. I mean, that's a fun little game that came out this year. Other ones came out this year. I can't think.
For me, Luigi's Mansion 3.
Yep, that's another one.
I was going to say, weird thing actually, that but Kingdom Hearts 3 came out this year technically.
Okay.
It was the beginning of the year.
Okay.
And yes, I liked that one a lot.
I was going to say Marvel Spider-Man, but that came out last year.
Yeah, it did.
Yep. There's Yoshi's Crafted World, Mario Maker 2.
Really?
Yep.
I need to get back onto Mario Maker 2.
Yeah, I've got to say, I keep meaning to do stuff.
It was a big rave, and then other games came out. So I've been distracted.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Yeah, that did, yeah. We enjoyed that.
We enjoyed that one, for sure.
We have enjoyed that one.
Yeah, the worst thing is, there's a few games as well where it's like, I've found them, I've come to them like late.
Yeah.
So I'm there just like, I'm trying to not mention those ones and being like... there's a load of games, and I think the best thing about it is that
Outer Worlds, basically Fallout in space.
Yeah,
that's a good game. Definitely recommend that.
It's I really want to.
Nice sense of humour to it as well. So there's a big seriousness about throughout all of it, but then as you delve in, there's always these silly aspects being thrown in, which is what I prefer in games.
Oh yeah, I mean,
it's not just completely kooky and goofy.
Yeah. Oh, I nearly forgot Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
That is true.
Which, obviously the remaster, not the original Game Boy one.
Of course.
That didn't come out this year.
I'm quite scared if it did.
Yeah. That was a highlight for me, because it's just fucking great. It's just fucking great. Really. But there's a load of other ones that I haven't played yet. Like, there's a new ukulele game.
Oh,
Ukulele and the Impossible Lair.
Okay.
It's more like a platformer in the vein of Donkey Kong Country. Darksiders Genesis. I was sort of interested in that. That's a sort of like a Diablo sort of thing set in the Darksiders universe. There's that Crash Team Racing, which everyone keeps going on about, but
that's fun, and but the online is just frustrating and awful. It's broken. People have already hacked it.
That's always nice when people hack games.
Yeah. So I'm still playing it to try and unlock the different characters and everything, because that's really awesome.
Yeah.
And the different tracks and whatnot. I can now drive around as a chicken, which is cool.
Nice.
Seeing as my streamer name is Jazz Chicken, so I'm like, yeah, I'm a chicken. And then you realise you're playing against online people who then teleport to the very front of the track, and
that's not
and
fun.
Suddenly your car drives at 1 mile per hour for no reason at all, and you're like, huh, okay,
that's fair.
Oh, and now I'm exploding for no reason. Wonderful.
Actually, one thing that I didn't even realise that it came out this year, but Tetris 99, I really enjoyed that.
Oh, really?
It's multiplayer Tetris, basically.
I didn't realise that came out this year.
Yeah.
I thought it came out last year.
No, apparently it was this year.
Okay.
Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, I've just started to play that, and it's very interesting. I like it a lot. It's like a Castlevania-style game.
Oh. Metroid-y type.
Yeah. Red Dead Redemption 2, that came out this year.
Oh god, yeah,
and that's
actually really
good. I really like it.
Yeah?
It's a good story, and it's actually before Red Dead Redemption 1. So you get to see John Marston, he's a part of your crew, but you're not John Marston, you're some other guy named Arthur.
My name's Arthur. What's your name?
So she
Astral Chain, that's another one that I haven't played yet, but I'm looking forward to that. It's by the people that made Bayonetta, so it's bound to be super sexy.
Anthem came out this year. I mean, there's loads of just mixed reviews about Anthem. A lot of people hate it, a lot of people like it. I'm one of the people that like it. I didn't think it was that bad. I've not played it in a long time, though, mainly because of the toxicity behind it.
Yeah.
And there's just so many other good games out.
Yeah,
I just want to play them now. I've completed Anthem. Move on.
So I figured I'd just mention some music that came out this year as well. So we've just had Volume 3 of Under the Covers, the Ninja Sex Party covers albums. That's just dropped. And that is fantastic. If you guys get a chance, I'd listen to it, because it's the fucking shit. And it dropped just after we saw them in concert, so they did give us a little tease with one of the tracks, which was, it's one of my favourite songs. Where we built the city on rock and roll,
yeah.
And it's just like, we built this city. I keep listening to it, and I'm dancing away at work, and they're looking at me like, what a freak. And I started listening to a lot of TWRP this year. Tupperware Remix Party, for those of you not in the know. They have released an album called Return to Wherever, which we bought at the live gig when we went to see them.
Yeah.
And it's set up like a radio show. It was just cool. It's all like synth music, and you're there, they're there just like, yeah, let's get all motivated. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Take off your trousers. And then, obviously, we were introduced to Planet Booty this year, which
you did say in a previous podcast, haven't we?
Yeah. We mentioned this before, guys. I'll just see if they had any album releases this year. For stuff that you can go and find. Guilty Pleasures EP. That's a good EP as well. You should go and listen to it, guys. Why don't you go and listen to Planet Booty? Do it.
Do it now.
Yeah. Well, we'll not know how.
Yeah,
listen to us first.
Add it to your Spotify playlist. Oh, look, I'm using branding.
Oh. Does that mean you owe them money?
Anyway, moving
swiftly on.
So were there any major things that happened this year that you'd like to share with the listeners? I think you should talk about your streaming.
I moved, I guess, into a place that started out alright, and I was just like, I want my own place. I want to stop renting. I got a different job, which is not as stressful as my last one.
Hooray!
Recently, my mum went into hospital and to have a tumour removed from her head. what was left of a previous one, and she's finally got it fully removed with no repercussions. So that is a wonderful Christmas thing. a big highlight.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's now home, resting, recovering, and is fine, which is good.
Hooray!
I didn't really go to any conventions or anything this year. I was trying to save up for a house, and it didn't quite work.
We should have been saving, to be fair. We only went to the one convention this year, but yeah. We had a fucking great time. In fact, actually, this year I've got to go and see Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman perform Hollywood Babylon, which was really nice. And we got to go backstage and hang out with Ralph
good.
And Kevin and Steve Ashton.
That was a good highlight.
And the next day we actually went to the Ralph Report meetup, and I got to meet Gemma from the Talking Codswallop podcast, which was very cool. I was totally geeking out, and we got to hang out with some other Garmy members for the from the Ralph Report, which was really nice. And then when we went to Comic Con, actually we met up with Gemma again.
Yeah,
because
you were stalking her.
Yeah, yeah. I've been following her for some time. Yeah. We arranged it. I'm not a creep. Well, I am a creep, but that's, you know, not really. So yeah, and I think we tried to take it a bit easier this year because we were hoping to move. You know, we're getting there.
We're getting there slowly.
Eventually, we'll move. I'm sure. But yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it, where you just like where we've been in a bit of a dodgy place because we've just been. We have to wait for somebody to actually buy our place first.
You're in limbo.
Yeah.
That's it.
So we're just hanging out in limbo. I mean, you guys, if any of you want to buy this place, it's a part of... I'll sign it.
Yeah.
I'll sign the door. Big Timmy's house.
And then we can limbo out.
Oh, yeah. That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing.
But yeah, I think the looking forward to next year... Obviously, our major thing will be like expanding Big Timmy's house and into extra rooms, so we can actually accommodate all the artwork that we've got.
That's it.
And
need more wall space.
Yeah, we need more wall space, and we can set up a proper studio so we can all hang out and have swirly chairs and individual mics, and we can talk about how amazing we are, I guess.
Sure.
Is there anything you're looking forward to next year? anything at all?
I mean, I do want to see like a comedian or go to a convention or do something next year. It's difficult with having to save for a house because I'm literally skint all the time.
Yeah.
So if any of you like, you know, have your own place, you have a spare bedroom, a nice sized bedroom, and you have decent internet, because I am a streamer on Saturdays though, so it's only one day a week, you know, hook me up, because I really need to get out of this flat because the internet sucks and it's ruining my streaming.
Oh dear, apparently there's a new Destroy All Humans game coming out next year. Did you know that?
What's that?
Destroy All Humans.
I never really liked the others. I didn't like their previous ones. So.
Well, it's not really that exciting for you then. I quite liked one of them. The first one, I think it was. I'm just looking to see what's coming out next year. Psychonauts 2, that's supposed to be big. Wasteland 3. Hey? Oh, you like that, don't you?
Mm.
Not really. Not really, he says. There's a new Doom. The Final Fantasy 7 remake. Cyberpunk 2077, that's supposed to be quite good.
Oh, that's the one with Keanu Reeves in, isn't it?
Yeah. The Avengers game. They're like Marvel's Avengers, sort of like big video game. I think it looks quite good. I mean, that's just my opinion. Don't try and kill me, guys. please don't try and kill me. Bayonetta 3, Metroid Prime 4, you know, the possibilities are endless. There's supposed to be the new Xenoblade games coming out next year as well, which I'm looking forward to.
Backslash.
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 Front I'm slash. Really feeling it.
Yeah.
It's rhyme time. I can't wait for them.
What do the people say when you kill them? The soldiers?
Or something they don't forget me.
Yeah. Don't forget me.
Don't forget me. I was playing the Xenoblade Chronicles 2 and they just like literally all of them were like, don't forget me. And we're killing them. Don't forget me. Let's have a look. So, movies wise, we at least know that we've got the Black Widow movie coming out next year.
Yeah, that'd be quite fun.
And Mulan, the
live action
Mulan, yeah,
which is supposedly based more on the actual story.
Yeah, which I really want to see, and yeah. I hope they literally just keep it with like people, you know, she's just messing people up sort of thing. The Artemis Fowl movie is supposed to be coming out.
Ooh. Oh.
That's going to be badass. I love those books.
Yeah, they were good, Paul. They were good. Good books. I enjoyed those.
Oh, the new Ghostbusters, which apparently is called Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Right.
Which I'm excited for. I can't wait to see that. Can you wait to see that?
We're going to have to wait to see that.
No. No, we will see this as soon as we can. Venom 2.
Okay.
They're working on another Venom movie. It did make like trying to make it movie.
R-rated.
Oh, you'll like this one, Dave. Gretel and Hansel.
Not Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, and I know how much you like that because they have the whole
this
child
one's
murder
Gretel
thing.
And Hansel.
Yeah.
It's the other way.
Like the sequel.
Oh.
There's a new Scooby Doo movie coming out called Scoob. And it's like the origin story. Yeah,
and it's the voices aren't right, and somehow Scooby has way better vocabulary.
Yeah. I can talk like this all the time, and you, he all the Jesus are doing this.
You can actually pronounce words.
Instead of being like, Roo Reggie!
Yeah, he's like, Roo Reggie! My name is Scooby Doo. You may not know this, but.
I am a dog that can talk. Woof woof.
You're probably wondering how I got here.
Wonder Woman 1984.
Okay.
That's the new Wonder Woman movie.
Yep.
Can tell you're both excited for that. Bond as well. There's a new No Time to Die.
Yep, No Time to Die.
As with the person who didn't want to do Bond anymore, absolutely hates Bond and hates his life because he keeps playing Bond and now he's Bond in this new film.
Didn't he break his foot in this process as well? Yeah. Something.
And there was somebody on set taking pictures of people using the toilet as well. Yeah, it was a bit of a weird
one. That's hilarious.
Onward, it's a new Pixar film that's sort of set in a fantasy realm, as if they've got the technology that we have. So it's like, you know, unicorns and stuff like that, yeah. And elves and shit, but they're using computers and vans and stuff like that.
Okay.
And they're trying to bring back magic into the world. I think if you watch the trailer for it, it's far better than I'm describing it. And you might actually be interested. I mean, come on, it's a Pixar
movie.
Yeah,
I do like Pixar movies.
Sonic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's coming out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's I'm intrigued.
That's happening.
Yeah. I'd like to watch it.
I'm intrigued.
Birds of Prey?
No. It's not like the books. Sorry.
Yeah, you're not interested.
I'm not interested. Harley Quinn should not be in the Birds of Prey.
It's called Birds of Prey and the Fabulous Emancipation of Harley Quinn.
Oh, okay.
Because they've got to get Harley in there because they don't think it'll sell, despite the fact that it will sell.
It will sell.
The New Mutants, actually, it's a horror film based on a Marvel property, and apparently it's actually got a release date of 10th of April 2020. I really want to watch it because it's supposed to be like from what I understand, it's sort of like they're treating it as a horror film, but it's them just like finding out they've got powers sort of thing.
That's quite cool.
And that's quite a cool concept. I hope it comes out, but. Oh, and it's got magic in it as well. Oh, it's so cool. It looks really good. Oh, and is that X-23 as well? Oh, I just need to see this. I need it. I need it in my life.
Yeah.
as soon as possible. And is there anything else for 2020? Are you looking forward to anything in particular, Jez? Any big events on the horizon?
Not that I'm aware of, no. I haven't haven't really browsed the internet or watched news or TV to know what's happening next year. Hopefully all the politicians will like die off and then we'll get some better ones in who can actually fix the mess that the Conservatives have brought upon us.
It's not going to happen.
No.
It'll never happen.
That won't happen.
It'll just get worse and worse and worse until we eventually implode.
Yep.
And then they go, oh, but Jeremy Corbyn's a knob. Like, yeah, alright, but that doesn't divert from what you've done.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm assuming that something will happen.
Yeah, we're going to be bankrupt as a country and, you know, and...
morally and financially.
Yeah, literally.
And we'll
literally
move to the moon.
Yeah, I think that is the main thing.
That will all happen next year.
Yeah, we're going to try and... we're going to try and move to the moon. Yeah. I think the property prices would be quite cheap.
The whole UK will just blast off onto the moon.
Yeah. We all just die. Instantly. No, I mean, the worst thing is, it's one of those things where we have no idea what's going on. So we can't really do anything until until we know what's happening. Like, we don't know when we might be moving... In the new year, hopefully. Yeah, but it could be straight away. It could be a little bit left, a little bit. So you know, you sort of like, if I knew, then we could make plans for other things. But
yeah,
and my main plan is just keep saving for my own house, and try. I keep saying try and squirrel some money away to do other things, but it never happens.
Yeah.
But I'll keep trying. The hope is still there.
I'm going to say that Milo is going to try and get a girlfriend.
What, Milo? A girlfriend for Milo?
He's going to try and get a girlfriend. I've got nothing to do with this. Okay. He's going to try. I don't want to get involved with my child's love life.
No.
I'm just like, yeah. And so if you are listening as well and your name isn't Grover Girl, then...
What's your highlights?
What's your highlights, yeah?
Of this year and your hopes for next year.
Yeah, do you have any hopes? Do you have any dreams?
Do you have any hopes?
Do you think that we'll all explode and die? Comments on Big Timmy's House on Facebook and Twitter. Or maybe you could tell JazzChicken87 on Twitch and see what he does. Because he might do something about it. Or not.
Let's go. Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, so thank you so much for listening, guys. It's been another wacky, crazy year. It's actually been our first full year of doing the podcast.
Indeed.
So, you know, that happened.
That has happened.
Thank you so much for listening along, and hopefully you've had a safe and you're going to have a safe and happy new year if you haven't already had the new year. if you're going into the weekend, into the New Year's Eve, sort of, before listening to this, please be careful. Make sure you look after everyone around you. Don't get too drunk.
No.
Don't get drunk to the point where you're just like...
and you're passed out. Because like, I remember we were coming home from Brighton after watching our gig. And we'd just seen this girl just absolutely passed out.
And we saw some guys just like falling over. And Just don't do that.
Keep safe.
Yeah, know your limits.
Because I don't want anything bad happening to you.
Yeah. And, I mean, I probably won't know my limits, but... Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
And I'm... Christmas jumper, because that's what I'm wearing. Happy New Year!
Get out. Happy New Year. Get out.
I'm a firework. There you go. You can light me. I get excited. I shoot into the air and I explode.
Wow.
In magical colours. And then that's...
What colours?
And then I'm gone. Never to return.
Dead to the world.
That's almost poetic.
Almost.
But not quite.
No.
You still have to get out.
Yeah. Need to work on it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.